Com.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happier happy hour, the Wednesday edition. Now we're going to talk about the villages or the village people, some variant thereof. We'll get there. But before we do, I want to tell you about a little offer I got from the former president. The Save America PAC. Michael Kroot. And the first name is not capitalized, but the last name is. So they got one out of two. That ain't so bad. We have launched a brand new commemorative gold Trump coins. And President Trump wants to make sure you get one first.
I'm sure he does.
These aren't any ordinary coins. Michael, no capitalization on the M. Kroot. These golden Trump coins. Golden Trump coins. Notice there's a little change in verbiage there. These golden Trump coins are limited edition. Ooh. And are available only to a select group of President Trump's top all cap supporters. Like you. We have a very small supply of these iconic gold Trump coins. So be sure to get yours now before they're gone. Just contribute at least $50 before midnight tonight. And my team will send you your very own commemorative gold Trump coin. And it's very handsome. It's got a eagle on the back and the former president, less handsome, on the front. And on the back with the eagle, it says, "Let's save America." And then on the front, there's Donald Trump. And I would point out, they've made a lot of references to the gold and the golden nature of the coins, and they kind of look brassy to me, Don. It almost looks like it could be a little bit something of a grift iron pyrite here. Fool's gold, if you will. Wait, there's a warning. Maybe they're giving me the truth.
These
are
not like other coins because they're worthless.
Well, I think the warning's got to be about the fact that these aren't actual gold or legal tender, right? Something of the sort.
Well, one would assume.
Because all the implications up until now are gold.
Gold.
We need to warn you, Michael, no capitalization, Kroot. We only produced a limited number of commemorative gold Trump coins. And once we run out, we will not get any more. So please contribute $50 or more immediately to claim your commemorative gold Trump coin. Thank you, Team Trump. P.S. As always, everything is made in America. I didn't think the MAGA hats were.
Or the ties.
So,
that's gold, Jerry. Gold!
I'm not at all convinced that they're actual gold coins now. I am feeling like I could be grifted if I actually sent a contribution of $50 or more, and I would be greatly disappointed. You know, and that's assuming they didn't do the AT&T to my account and take out 3, 4, 5
right.
payments, once, right?
Well, if you give once, they just assume you want to give every single month for the rest of your life. I mean, why wouldn't you? Look at these fine coins.
Dominic, before we get back to the phones, I want to throw a little headline, a little commentary out from Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. I'll share it on the Facebook page at The Devil's Advocate soon. I shared it with you, little buddy. I want to share it briefly with the audience. After appealing to con men, the GOP now complains about the hucksters.
Be careful what you wish for,
Jennifer
folks.
Rubin, please tell more.
Yes.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell warned Republicans on Tuesday that they have not wrapped up the midterm battle to reclaim the Senate majority.
"There are places that are competitive in the general election," he said in an event in Kentucky. "So you can't nominate somebody who's just sort of unacceptable to a broader group of people and win. We've had that experience in 2010 and 12. Back to Rubin's writing. Which flaky candy might he have in mind?
There's so many.
Perhaps he's thinking of Dr. Oz, the TV doctor infamous for hawking substances of little or no proven medical efficacy, who is arguably the favorite in the Republican primary for the Pennsylvania Senate seat. Or Dom, perhaps he's thinking Eric Greitens, the Republican candidate for Missouri Senate, who was forced to resign as governor of the state in 2018 over allegations of campaign finance impropriety. Oh yeah, and sexual misconduct. He tied a woman up in his basement and had forcible sex with her and took photographs. a little bit more. Grimes remained snared in a web of scandal arising out of a custody bell with his former wife, who alleges, as the Missouri Independent reports, that he knocked her to the ground and took her phone and keys in an April 2018 incident, loosened a tooth when he struck one of their children in 2019, and used psychological control techniques, including threatening suicide, to keep her silent. Grayton denies these allegations.
Sounds very stable.
Dom, let me throw one more allegation out there. You know, who are the hucksters they reference? Or perhaps McConnell might have been referring to Herschel Walker. Talked about him the other day, you know, faking it, but not very good at faking his competence. Herschel Walker, the Republican running in the Georgia Senate seat, whom McConnell himself has endorsed. Now, Walker has admitted to being verbally abusive towards his ex-wife. Meanwhile, the Daily Beast reports the Republican Senate hopeful and longtime friend of Donald Trump has, for whatever reason, chosen to dramatically inflate his business record. Kind of sounds like you in that regard, Dom. Never mind. I'll set aside all joking for a moment. In doing so, Walker has established a parallel record of demonstrably false claims, many of which appear to bear no resemblance to reality whatsoever. Well, that's why he fits right in with the Republicans. A little bit more from Ruben. The Daily Beast investigation found that at least one of the businesses Walker had claimed credit for, well, it doesn't exist.
I mean, come on, people.
Little footnote here, McConnell is yet to pull his endorsement.
Crudy, I'll jump in here briefly again from Ruben. Gosh, is it just bad luck that the GOP keeps finding such candidates? Or is there something more fundamental about the party that attracts liars, hucksters, accused abusers, and shameless conmen? Surely McConnell cannot be surprised that the party of defeated former President Donald Trump attracts so many disreputable characters that they might impair McConnell's dream of reclaiming his title of majority leader. This is, after all, the party that stood by Trump despite the Access America Hollywood tape, that nominated Roy Moore for Alabama's Senate seat despite claims from multiple women he pursued them romantically as teenagers or committed sexual assault, which Moore has denied.
Come on, man, he was banned from the ball.
And who gets banned from the mall in the 80s? And that continues to embrace Rep. Matt Gaetz despite accusations of sex trafficking, for which Gaetz claims innocence. Clearly, the GOP cannot claim high standards when it comes to allegations of sexual misconduct. And given that McConnell never raised concerns about Trump's financial corruption, foreign emoluments, steering businesses to his D.C. hotel while in office, letting his children serve in the White House while continuing to make money privately, can he blame Georgia Republicans if they're blind to the business-related liabilities Walker might have in a general election? Ironically and sadly, the Republican Party used to be concerned with personal rectitude and public virtue. They've long given up the notion that ethical conduct, honesty, empathy, or self-discipline have anything to do with politics. McConnell's baffled reaction this week when Axios' Jonathan Swan asked him about his moral red lines reveals that holding and expanding power is all that matters in the modern GOP. For McConnell to sound the alarm about sleazy candidates now is rich. He, along with Trump and the rest of the MAGA crowd, have been telling voters in word and deed that morality is for suckers. They can hardly blame Republican voters who have imbibed their low standards for being open to candidates who might lose in general elections. Jennifer Rubin, kicking ass and taking names always at the Washington Post.
844-967-2789. We have a habit of kicking ass and taking names around here, starting with Wisco Pauls. Welcome, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Easy for me to say.
Good afternoon, Devils. I'm laughing so hard. This is just awesome. But to sum this up, what you were doing in the last half an hour, let me get this straight. I'm paying for Gableman, correct?
Yes.
To investigate the 2020 election because of Trump. He won't admit his defeat. But we're only investigating it in blue counties and cities, which to me is a waste of taxpayer money, and in my opinion, it's a joke.
Yeah, but that's your money, Paul. So what if it's wasted?
Well, he's...
It's not Gableman's money. It's not Voss's money. It's those anonymous taxpayers' money.
It looks like he's going to the finest restaurants. And now this... I don't know if I could...
He's going to all the restaurants, Wisco.
Now this... let's see, how do I phrase this? Now this fat-ass GOP white man is going, he's going after the election chief, who's a woman, for the way she dresses and wears jewelry. Is it, don't, this can only happen in the GOP, Crudy. I mean, Jesus, it wouldn't be good no matter what, but this is my taxpayer money paying for this clown. You know, it doesn't, it, oh, God almighty.
we're here for you, Wisco. We feel for you, man. We get it. We understand.
I'm to the point where I've almost given up with these people. You got to laugh or you'll cry. So anyway, it's a great show today. You're making me laugh so I don't have to cry. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Wisco. Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate
it. I eat because I'm unhappy.
Well, you might cry.
I'm unhappy because I eat.
You might cry next, Wisco, Paul, because welcome back, CJ.
Hey, CJ, welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey there, guys. Thanks for taking my call, but I just want to show you how disingenuous you and your party is. You call it the Don't Say Gay Bill. It's not. It's the Parents' Right in Education Bill in Florida.
I'm calling it what it is. You're calling it what DeSantis labeled it, CJ. That's,
well,
let's,
that's
you say tomato,
called.
I say the truth, but go ahead.
No, you don't. But, you know, the legal immigration, we all believe in legal immigration, and Vice President Harris is doing such a great job on the border that the Department of Homeland Security says on May 23rd, it's going to go from 7,000 already overwhelmed border patrol to 18,000 illegals a day. None of them tested, and that's why Greg Abbott proudly sent Kamala Harris's, since she's doing a fabulous job, the illegals that, I believe it's the border is supposed to be patrolled.
When you say illegal, are you referencing Greg Abbott's actions to block the border in Texas against Constitution and the U.S. Supreme Court's prior ruling? Greg Abbott had to shut down his own action today. You must have missed that, CJ. You were listening to us. But Greg Abbott was ridiculed at his own press conference to his face for these asinine jackassery stunts, which are in contrast to the Supreme Court's prior ruling, CJ. So is that the illegality you were referencing?
I thought Kamala promised to solve this issue. So she's doing a fabulous job.
No,
so
Trump promised to build the wall and have Mexico pay for it, CJ.
Hey,
then
CJ,
we wouldn't have this problem.
Paid for the wall.
Say Kamala.
What?
Say Kamala.
We're paying $1 million a day in penalties to contractors because the contract. That's how, you know, you guys can drive these wedge issues.
Dude, they were spending $1 billion on like 3 feet of wall.
The red wave is coming.
Do you remember Bannon, dude? Do you seriously, you remember the false fundraiser? Stephen Bannon got pulled off a Chinese billionaire's yacht because he was misleading the sheeple like your dumbass, CJ? He was taking money from the people to fund the private construction of the wall, a la Greg Abbott. Only he was keeping the money.
Oh, well, I mean.
But that shouldn't stop you from sending money along. And, oh, yeah, CJ, Trump's got some golden coins he'd like to sell you.
Yeah. Limited edition gold coins. Golden coins. CJ, you better hurry up and act now.
Well, let's not forget the golden rule.
Golden showers from Donald Trump.
We're going to break. We'll come back.
You know what? I do have to apologize to CJ, though, for and the other Republicans and conservatives out there. There apparently has been some voter fraud. What, Mark Meadows and a couple of guys from the Villages who probably weren't voting for Biden? Maybe we'll approach that topic next. We'll offer our apologies to the Republicans and the conservatives out there.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
I came here for gold, and I'm gonna get it.
I eat because I'm unhappy.
Eureka! Gold at last.
I'm unhappy because I eat.
That's gold, Jerry. Gold!